Hey you, I got a question for you. What are you doing in June? Specifically, the 10th to the 14th. Well, if you're wondering why I'm asking you this, it's because I've got my next Mexico retreat happening in Tulum in Mexico for 4 nights, 5 days this June. Now, this whole event will be like being my best friend because we're going to be hanging out in 5-star luxury. This retreat is all about embodiment. It's about rapid growth using transformational human design and at the same time, living in the lap of luxury. So spend 5 days with me in an intimate setting, discovering your purpose, sitting poolside, having deep conversations and connecting with like-minded people who will become your lifelong friends. And honestly, it's like being my best friend for a week. So if you're curious, it's important that you know if you join before April 22nd, you'll get 1 month free in HDX. And the next 4 people who join are going to get a free 60-minute unpack session with one of my extraordinary coaches. Sound good? Well, it really is that good. At the end of the day, I want to spend this time with you deep diving into your human design while having the greatest transformations and breakthroughs of your life. And let's be honest, probably mine too. See you in Tulum. Welcome everybody to the Human Design Podcast with your host, me, Emma Dunwoody. Right here with me on this podcast, you're going to learn everything you need to know to live your fullest potential. We're going to talk about mindset. We're going to talk about profiling. We're going to talk a lot about human behavior. We're also going to look at the beautiful tool that I use called Human Design. Most of all, we're going to talk about how you can absolutely live up to your fullest potential. If you enjoy the podcast, please give me a rating. 5 stars would be nice. Share this podcast with someone that you believe would benefit from it, or even better still, write me a review. And in return, send me a DM and I'll give you a free 30-minute coaching session. Enjoy the podcast. Okay. Hello, hello, and welcome everybody to today's podcast. Today, I've got a very fun and awesome client, ex-client of mine and friend, who is going to share just the most beautiful and inspirational story with you. Alex has the same story as so many of you out there, guys. She worked her ass off in corporate and just knew it wasn't who she was on the planet to be. And today, well, wow, she's moved halfway across the world and she has set up her own business and she's experiencing a completely different life. So I will get into the interview and we'll go from there. So welcome everybody. Alex, yay! So lovely to have you here. Welcome.
Wonderful to be here. Thank you, Emma.
Oh, you're so, so welcome. So can you tell everyone a little bit just about yourself? Who is Alex?
Cool. Good question. So who is Alex? So I grew up in Sydney with an amazing family in Linfield, basic modern middle-class life, went to an amazing school, grew up with my younger brother, Adrian, and mum and dad. Worked my way in high school. I did a Bachelor of Design at university, so went down that creative route and then ended up falling into leadership through General Pants Co., retail business, and kept growing in that business, say with them for 8 years and grew into leadership and really loved leadership there, knew that I loved developing and growing people into leaders. That was obvious quite early on. Naturally from there, went into recruitment because I wanted to get out in the big bad world and work in an office and get that experience. And so did that. And from there, then moved up into Diageo, which was another incredible business, before moving to a corporate traveler. So went back into sales leadership and worked there for a number of years. before I started coaching. Once I started coaching and in that journey, really looked into what was my purpose, what lit me up. We've done a lot of travel as a family growing up, and I've always loved travel and adventure and creativity. And anyway, and a lot of that has led me to where I am now, which is in Canada. So someone that loves adventure, loves people, and
yeah. What was the mountain range you hiked?
The Himalayas?
Yeah, that's it. Just that little one down the road.
I didn't exactly hike the whole of the Himalayas mountain range, but I did Gokhale Ri. Yeah, so right. I went to Nepal, which Gokhale Ri is one of the peaks right near Everest Base Camp. Mm-hmm. It is the lesser known one and the much nicer one. So it's a really beautiful trek. Yeah, I did 14 days up there.
Yeah, awesome. I love it. I love the way you completely light up when you talk about the beauty of the planet. For all my human design listeners out there, one of the things that when we first looked at Alex's human design, and it was super cool actually, she was the client that I actually went, oh my God, I've just discovered this new thing. Can I try it out on you? So she was my first ever guinea pig. So that was a while ago now, wasn't it, Alex?
Yes, I remember that. You did too.
Yeah. And
I've heard of it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, not many people had at that stage. But one of the first things that really resonated with you was this, you know, you've got this defined G center and this real, and it's nearly, for those of you who know human design, her G center is not nearly completely, every gate is nearly activated. And she's so incredibly driven by beauty. And that was one of the things that we really talked a lot about when we were talking about moving to the new Alex, or the real Alex, I should say. But before we get into who you are today and all the incredible adventures you've been on to become the human you are right now, tell our audience I know we met before we started working together, but tell people, you know, what was the catalyst for you to start working with a coach like me?
Yeah, really good question. What's really interesting, I posted about it the other day, is I remember the exact moment that I decided. I remember the exact moment. I was lying on the beach at Coogee, where I was living at the time, and I was lying on the sand, had my earphones in, looking up at the sky, and it was this frustration or resistance, or I'd been thinking for so long, like, I want to do something big. Like, I know I need a change. I know I need a shift. I can feel it. I need to do something different, right? There needs to be something big right now. Something needs to shift. And I'd been thinking for a while about getting a coach, but I had all the fears about, it's a lot of money, I can't afford it, or what if I don't get the results I want? I didn't know, I hadn't had a coach before. So without having the experience, I didn't know what to trust. And I had this moment, I sat there and I thought back to meeting, I had met you a month ago, and something, there was just that whisper, right? Where you meet someone and you go, there's something that really resonated. And, you know, thinking about getting a coach then made it easier, because I then had you to go, okay, well, if I make this decision now, I know exactly who I'm going to go to, and it's going to be Emma. And I just made the decision right then. And I remembered Tony Robbins, how he says, you know, act right away, right? Like, when you get that moment of inspiration, act then, or you're not going to do it. So I just went, okay, lay there, made the decision, sent you a message, you came back to me right away, got on the call, and just went, okay, let's do it.
Yeah, far out. I love that. I love that you even have that really, the defining moment almost, that clarity. And What was it that you were, like, you feeling like something really huge was coming in, you were feeling really stuck and frustrated? What were the specific things in your external world that you're experiencing that sort of pushed you to that point that you knew you needed to get help to change?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And what's interesting is, because I've come so far since, it's almost difficult to remember what it was like back then, right? Mm-hmm. To imagine that feeling of pain and where I was at then is challenging to remember. But I do know I mean, that was probably about 3 years ago now, about. So the stage I was in, I had about 3 years before then gone through a really bad breakup, and I had a challenging time after that for maybe a year, but it was fine. You know, I'm a type of person, I'm very resilient, I'm very positive, so I'd gotten through well. If stress had started to manifest in me physically, I had gut issues, hormone issues. So I was in the midst of dealing with that. I was sick of spending so much money on naturopaths, gastroenterologists, doctors, you name it. I had tried it, and I was so sick of just of doing that. And I hated my job. There were aspects I loved. I was in a leadership position, and I love my team and I love leadership, but I was in sales. I'd been in sales a long time, and I knew that while I was naturally good at sales, I knew it wasn't my calling. I knew it wasn't aligned. And I knew I had such an affinity for nature and being out in nature, and I was constantly rushing. I felt like I was constantly go, 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 you know, up at 5:30 a.m. to do my meditation, and then go to the gym, and then rush to work, and then work for 8 hours. And it was go, go, go at the office, and then come home and be exhausted and have my dinner, go to sleep, start that all over again, you know, and all that money was being poured back into things that, you know, drinking on the weekend and clothes to feel good enough. And the more grounded I became and more aware I came and more conscious I became, the more none of it made sense. You know?
I love that. That is so beautiful. I love it, that none of it made sense. You totally nailed it.
Yeah.
So tell me, when we started the journey together, what were your expectations? What did you think that you would experience, receive, let's use the dirty word, get from the adventure of coaching together?
I didn't know exactly what I was going to receive, to be honest, but I knew I had started studying coaching, which was how I had met you, and I wanted to experience that. I wanted to experience it from someone who was a few years ahead of me, and was a master at it, at the craft, to be able to experience it. And I knew from meeting you in a few of the things that you'd said, I saw the power of coaching in that you could see through not just the surface, through five layers beyond that. And that was something I had never experienced before. And I had seen through the coaching that I'd done, so the training that I had done, I had seen that. But then seeing it again through you and you reflecting that back to me and it being more on a personal level, I could see how you would be able to, you know, pardon the language, I'm not sure we can swear. No,
like, you can, go for it.
Like,
say it again.
Call me on my shit.
Yeah.
The shit that, you know, I'm an intelligent person, and when you're an intelligent, successful person doing all the right things, it's really easy to make yourself think you're doing everything right, or be able to twist everything and analyze everything enough to think, no, I've got everything here. And I knew through that and see the things that I couldn't see, because I knew enough intellectually to know that I was missing something here. That this can't be it. This doesn't feel right. And the fact that I can't see the truth of it means there's an opportunity here, and I need somebody else's help to get to the truth.
That is such gold. And you've absolutely nailed it on so many levels. Like, some of the points I just want to reiterate. Like, I work with all high achievers like yourself. You know that. And it is so common. Like, we are all naturally good. I was listening to a book this morning, a fantastic book, and she's talking about high achievers. And the thing about us is that we love to take action. We love to be moving. We love to be doing. But we're high achievers because we know what we're good at and we nail it. And the thing is that often when we try new things as a high achiever, if it doesn't come off straight away. We're like, oh, screw that, because I know I can go over there and nail it. And I think that that is something that I see a lot. And I know, you know, watching your journey and just how much has changed for you, you know, actually owning that and calling, okay, I need help, has been one of the things that's turned you, like has given you the ability to become this incredible coach yourself. So that's awesome. Thanks for sharing. Now, I would love for you to tell everybody about one of the things that I remember a lot about your journey was that it was like when we started digging, because most people when they come to me, and you'll know this from your work now, is people will go, oh, I don't know what I want. And the reality is that we all know what we want. And you're, when you came and we started looking at this, you know what you want. It was like, well, I kind of know what I want, but can I do that? Can I really just pack up and bugger off? And can I be a coach? Can I actually spend most of my time in nature? And there was this real like, are you sure? So can you tell us a little bit about that and the journey of going from a place where you're kind of like, it's a dream over there that I'm having to it's a dream right here in my body that I'm living?
Yeah, it's a journey for sure. And that's really interesting. I'd forgotten about that I had come with, well, yeah, I know what I do. I just effectively don't think it's possible. I didn't believe it was. And that is, you're right, it's exactly what I see so much. And it's why it's so passionate about what I do. And, but yeah, so the journey was getting clear on that. So you definitely helped me. Well, I kind of knew what I wanted. It was also having someone to articulate that to within a safe space. I don't believe I had been able to articulate. No, I had not been able to articulate that to one person previously. There might've been certain people. So say, for example, my brother, I could have felt safe sharing that I wanted to become a life coach because he and I would have those type of conversations. And, you know, there was another friend of mine that I could have conversations with around wanting to spend more time in nature, but having one person where I could share that whole dream with was invaluable, right? Because I had to then articulate it was that first step to it becoming a reality. And then from there, it was having someone, the one thing I distinctly remember with you, Emma, is how much you believed in me. Like you saw, I can't remember the exact words, but I would often write down what you would reflect back to me is what you saw in me. And having that lifted me and gave me that belief to keep moving and to keep going. And you helped me become more of a whole person is what comes to me then when I think about it. Yeah.
I'm properly tearing up over here. Like, you know, you've totally nailed my favorite part of the job. You know, like I'm probably tearing up. So give me a second. One of the things I always call myself is, yeah, I'm a coach. Yeah, I do all these things. Yes, I'm very intellectual. But at the end of the day, I'm a champion. That's what I do. And, you know, from a human design point of view, and I don't know if you probably remember this, but one of the things I'll often say to my clients who have definition in the G center like you do, I'm like, I'm jealous because I want that. I want that consistent and reliable. You know, who am I? You know, this connection to my higher self. But the truth is that I'm open there. And the reason why I obviously chose to be this way is because I do exactly that. Like I see people in their full expansion and I believe in people beyond anything they can ever believe. So I'm so incredibly grateful for you sharing that because, yep, tearing up again. Okay, let's talk about you again. Thank you.
Of course, I distinctly remember that. And it's what gave me the feeling of power and joy and fullness to be able to create it.
Yeah. So will you share with our audience, one of the really cool things for you was that you were very drawn, I believe that's the right word, very drawn to Canada, to literally picking up a life that was so embedded here and so incredibly close to your family and set out on this whole new adventure. So can you tell everyone a little bit about perhaps the fears in the beginning and what was the catalyst for you actually going, fuck it, I'm booking the ticket?
Yeah. So an interesting one. So if a few of the things that started to really come up for me when I started on this journey of having a coach, which to me was the beginning of my journey to deciding I'm going to become the best version of me. I'm going to evolve past the human that I am now and live as my best self. So part of doing that was I learned to listen to my intuition. And so like when I was lying on the beach and it said, you know, get a coach, part of the little voice that I was hearing and that I was starting to actually listen to and pay attention to was saying Canada. And I have always, my dad's Canadian, so I had always traveled here throughout my life and had felt like it was another home to me a little bit, or that maybe one day I would live here, but I didn't consciously know that I was having that thought almost. That sounds weird, but I don't know. And so starting to listen to my intuition, and it started with, you mentioned it before, the trip to Nepal. I had always wanted to do the Annapurna circuit in Nepal since I was young, since I remember my dad always talking about it. My dad, very, very worldly man, had done a lot of hiking. And it started with that. That was almost like my practice. I started looking at my vision board. I had a vision board, and I went, with certain things, I'm going to say yes and then figure out how, which was one of the skills as well that you taught me through coaching, is not needing to know all the steps yet. You make the decision and then work the rest out. So I learned, and this worked personally for me. So each person I find is different, but for me, it really worked to say, just say yes and then figure out the how. So it started with little bits, and then it grew and grew and grew. And deciding to come to Canada was a 3-year process between having that first, or listening to that first initial thought through to pulling the plug and doing it, where I quit my job, left my 6-figure salary, left my family who I'm extremely close to, and left my pretty much perfect life.
Yeah.
Like incredible friends, incredible lifestyle, amazing home, amazing family, great job, great colleagues. But something was pulling me and I thought, why not?
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Give it a go. And the whisper's there, and I want to follow my intuition and see what will unfold, because things can always change. And I know that if I say yes, I know I'll figure out the rest.
Yeah. And I love the story, because I feel like you you really are the person that proves, you know, invest the energy, take the risks, trust yourself, and everything does work out. It really does find a way to manifest. And having said that, you know, like, let's go full circle. Let's talk about today. You know, like, what is business like? What are you doing today? How are you specifically different today than you were those 3 years ago?
Oh my goodness.
Big question.
I'm like the same person. No, I am. I definitely am. How am I different? Like, look, and there was a few things in that question. So remind me if I miss any parts, but sure. I mean, who am I now? So I moved, I feel like this, I need to tell a bit of the story.
Yeah,
so
please do.
I had this bit of a plan. I was mentioning to you before, I've always had a vision. And then when I decided to pack up and move to Canada, I couldn't have a vision. I found it very hard to have a vision past the move to Canada, because I had no idea what was going to happen. I had no idea what job I was going to get, where I was going to live, who my friends were going to be. I had no idea. So I had no vision. I just winged it, right? And I started looking for work. The plan was to get a part-time job, if possible, sort of 3 days, still in corporate, and continue my coaching. So I had been studying coaching then for about 2 years, and I had a couple of clients on the side, but I had never marketed doing it. So when I came here, I was mostly looking for part-time corporate work, and I spent a lot of time and energy focused on doing that. And I had a couple of really incredible opportunities, pretty much presented to me, but they were all full-time and they were all big roles again. So probably beyond what I was doing before, big pay rises, very senior roles with awesome companies. And what was really interesting was they would be pretty much, this happened to me three times, I would be pretty much on a silver platter and then very last minute, something would go wrong.
Yeah.
And that kept happening. And on the side, I was sort of starting to go, okay, maybe the coaching is more to do more of this. And then I don't know what happened, but I just end up going, okay, I'm going to go try full time into the coaching and see what comes of it. So that is me now. And I can't look back, and it's been an incredible, incredible journey. So I'm full time coaching. I've had three moves since I've been here. So I had some horrible experiences with houses. But the interesting part of that was, and I heard this from, I think it was Jay Shetty today on a podcast. Oh no, it was somebody else, but it was on a podcast, on a Impact Theory podcast. And it was, you know, when you're aligned, when you've never felt so much peace through the chaos.
Yeah.
And confidence through that chaos. And that's what it was. While I was dealing with this chaos, it felt so right. You know, I wasn't doing anything.
Yeah, I love that. I absolutely love it. You're so right. Like, I talk so much about alignment, and it's kind of, it can be a moving feast. And that is such a beautiful way to put it, like the peace in the chaos. I'm super curious about, you know, like, I'm a big believer that these opportunities, the big jobs, they come to you. It's like the universe saying, well, are you going to settle for what you settled for before? Yeah. Or are you actually going to jump into this thing full time? So tell me, I'm just curious, what, like, how did these things fall over? What happened?
So one of them, they just kind of, a whole different reasons. Each of them different reasons. One of them, it was pretty much in the bag, and then it was just radio silence for an extra week. And then it turned out that someone internal had come forth, and they decided to put them in the position, which was really strange. One of them, I got offered the position and I was going to accept, and then they withdrew it on the Monday.
Wow.
Because of misreading one of my emails. So this really strange, and you know me, and most people not listening won't, but very unlike me. There was nothing wrong with the email. So it was really strange.
Yeah.
And then the other one, I don't even remember. But another just super weird, like.
Yeah. And isn't that crazy? Like, it's not even like the universe coming to you and saying, are you going to settle? It's literally saying, it's a no. Go do the coaching thing.
Oh, I remember the last one. I'd gone through something like eight interviews, and everyone had loved me, everyone perfect. And then the last one with this one guy, he just did not like me. And they went, oh, no. So it's strange, right? It's strange.
Isn't that crazy? So when you decided after that, all right, I'm just going to focus on the coaching thing.
Yeah.
Did you notice anything specifically change, like in your energy? What was different?
Yeah. A calmness and an inner calmness and excited. Like, it, you know, my biggest challenge now is stopping working. Literally, the biggest challenge that I have right now is taking a break or having a weekend or not starting work at 7:30 in the morning, which I do every day.
Yeah, I love it.
Stopping work at a reasonable time, right? I said to someone recently, I realized I now have this thought, which I've never been a TV or movie watcher ever, but I find myself finishing working, sitting there on a Sunday and going, I should really watch some TV. Like, I should really, there's something I should, I'm forcing myself. So I've found myself a series that I can bear just so I can stop and work. So that's what it feels like. And it still is challenging, right? It doesn't feel perfect all the time. I'm not like every second of the day excited. It's challenging. It's hard, but it feels aligned is the word you use. Like, I now have this feeling of, I can't go back. There is no other option for me. I feel like I'm flowing with the current now rather than trying to push against it.
Oh my God, I love that. And for all my human design fans out there, I'm just going to share with you all that Alex is a generator. And as you can see, she's so completely aligned because she's following her enthusiasm, her, you know, whatever lights her up, that's her little rabbit. That's what she follows. I love that you share that you just can't get enough of work. Like that's a generator aligned to being her energy type. You know, some other cool things about Alex's chart. Is it cool if I share a couple of things?
Please, of course, yeah.
One of the things about Alex is she's got so much open space, so much. She only has definition in the sacral and the G center, which means also often a lot of coaches have a lot of openness. It means she's probably an empath. And even if she's not an empath, then she's very connected to how people feel, other people's intuition, other people's thoughts, other people's inspiration. So she's very open to the world, which is probably one of the real gifts. I've noticed that it's very common in coaches to have a lot of openness, especially in the head and the ajna. And one of the other things that I just wanted to share is that with Alex's human design, one of the things that really shifted in her journey was this heavy thinking. Like I remember in the beginning, there was lots of thinking, lots of analyzing, lots of processing. And it was like, and again, for those of you that listen to the podcast, for those of you who work with me, you know that I talk about how we build this ego muscle, this thinking muscle. And one of the things about Alex's design is she's open in the head and the ajna. And you guys would have heard me say this before. If you're open in the head and the ajna, you have no business thinking, people. No business thinking. And, you know, it's for you to use as inspiration and to be able to see things and think about things from all different angles, but not to use thinking as something to lead you. So does that resonate with you, Alex? Do you feel like you used to think your way through life and now you feel your way through life?
Absolutely. That was one of the massive shifts. And it's interesting because it's the same in a lot of the clients that I work with now. And I see it because you were the first one reflecting it back to me. And it was very much from working firstly in leadership for so long and then corporate and having this, putting on this masculine hat and being in that thinking and analytical brain so much of the time and really squashing that feminine feeling side and the creative side, which was such a big part of me, but I saw more merit somehow or value in thinking and overanalyzing. And yeah, following now the feeling side of things, things flow, and when things don't work, you're able to manage them so much better when they've come from a place of feeling.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, because you can process it. You know, like one of the things I say all the time, one of the loops that we miss is a lot of people go straight to positivity, straight to gratitude. And I know one of the tools that we used a lot was forgiveness. Like you need to actually complete the loop. Like if something is in you and creating an emotional response and a negative or unresourceful emotional response, then you've got to let that emotion process. You can't just shove, you know, positivity on top of it. It's got to come out in some way. So having tools to do that really helps people move through it. I think when we live in our body and in our feelings, we can process these things so much faster without having to tell ourselves a story about them.
Yeah. And interestingly now, I don't experience the resistance to the feelings or emotion because now I've had enough experience in feeling them that I know that it passes, that I know that it's part of me and it's not a negative, a bad, you know, that's not good and bad with that label. And I know that the feeling is important. It's sending me a signal about something. It's teaching me something and it's going to morph into something else soon. So I can be with it, which makes it much, I guess, easier for lack of a better term to deal with. right? And because I had the resistance in the past, it would make it worse and worse and more anxiety about having the emotion and spiral.
And I love that you notice that one of the things that I talk about a lot with emotions is they are our internal guidance system. They're there to tell us something. If you feel something that doesn't feel good, then it's telling you that this isn't aligned with you. And it's probably the story in your head, nothing out there. It's probably whatever you're saying about yourself that you're not aligned to that's creating this emotion that doesn't feel so good. I love that. Now, is there anything that you would like to add, Alex? Is there anything else you'd like to share with the audience?
Oh, that's a good question.
Bit open, bit scary.
Yeah, totally. And actually, I need to, because I just remembered, I actually found, I found something that I saved. So you sent me a message and I saved it in my notes.
Love that. And
there's, it says, yeah, it is here. And Alex, you are already more than you are choosing to see. You do not need to do more or even be more. You only have to choose to see and appreciate what is already there. 3 exclamation marks. If we are alive, then we are enough. No action you take will make you more worthy than you are right now. Love you, gorgeous human. Emma.
I remember sending that. In fact, I know exactly where I was standing. I was standing in the bathroom while I was texting that. Yeah. Oh, so that makes my heart sing that you still have that.
I still have it. It's in all my notes. And I found it the other day and I wasn't even, what's really interesting is I wasn't searching Emma to see if we had any, I forgot that I had this saved. I was searching something else and it popped up. So coincidence that it was a couple of days.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing. Oh my God. You know, they're those moments that I go, it's not me. It's really not me. It comes through me. 100% comes through me. You know, like I actually remember that day because whatever you'd written or whatever had happened to you, I remember getting this real wave of, no, don't go down that road. This is the road you need to go down. And like, I literally stopped. If I'm being really honest, I think I had just got out of the shower type thing. And I'm like, fuck, this is something coming through and I got to do something about it. Like, I genuinely believe this shit comes through me. I love it. And I love to be on the road, but so often I'm just hearing this reflected back, like that thing that you said or that thing that you sent, and they're all inspired, 100% inspired. It's not like I sit around thinking about it. It's just like, this is what she needs right now. So thank you so much for sharing. Sorry, I had to tell you I was just getting out of the shower.
Oh my gosh, no, of course, yeah. I know what that's like now too, right? Like everywhere when you get client messages, you're like, anytime, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right, there's certain things that come through you versus from you, right?
Yeah.
Look, if you're listening to this, it means that you've started the path, which is the start of the path where I was at least. Maybe you're further along than that, but you're listening to that whisper now, right? Which is such a golden, incredible opportunity. And all I can say is, if you make the choice aligned to that, that feels so freaking scary, you find the reward and all the fears that you have around what might or could happen or could go wrong. It's a fear. And as long as you stay trapped by that fear, you're never going to get that thing that you want on the other side. So you've got to rewrite that story and leap. Like, you've got to take a leap. The people that get rewarded in life and that by living in their full selves and their best lives are because they took that leap, and you take the leap and keep leaping. But for me, it's just that it is possible. You know, I genuinely thought it was not. Like I was trapped. And Emma, my life was absolutely changed by you, and you were the catalyst. So all I would say to them too is, yeah, reach out.
Oh, thank you so much. Far out. It's been such a pleasure. It's such a pleasure to still be in your world and watch everything that's going on for you. And I love that you know, one of the things I often reflect on is the first phone call or the first session where people really talk about what they want. And to see you absolutely surpass everything that we spoke about, to see, like you say, you didn't believe it was possible, and to see that not only is it possible, but it's beyond what you thought was possible, is just, it just makes my heart sing. And I'm so incredibly grateful to be a part of that journey. So thank you so much for joining and sharing your journey with us here, Alex.
Of course. Thanks, Emma.
Thanks everyone for joining us today, and I'll see you or hear you, or no, I won't. I will speak to you on the next podcast. Bye for now.
Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.